We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And this report brought to you by your Tri-State Mercedes dealers. You've waited all year for summer. Now it's here and even better than you've dreamed. Get to the Mercedes-Benz summer event now and drive away with a specially priced Mercedes-Benz. Go to mbusa.com/summer event or visit your Tri-State dealer for a test drive. Well, the problems for the former Met pitcher and Yankee pitcher Doc Gooden continue to mount. Post reports today, Doc was arrested last night for driving under the influence, heading the wrong way down a one-way street in Newark. Now, this latest incident occurs after the DUI bust involving cocaine a few weeks ago has had a history of drug and alcohol addiction. Checking the schedule, the Yankees and Twins tonight in Minnesota. Middle game of three, Domingo Germán, Kyle Gibson, your starters. The Yankees start today with a nine-game lead on the Rays atop the American League East. Red Sox winning against Tampa last night to draw within 10. Yankee baseball and the fan, it is a 7:30 Yankee pregame. Tonight at Citi Field, Mets and Padres. Mets 5-4 on their nine-game road trip despite losing 3-4 in San Francisco, all by extra innings. Couple of rookies to watch, San Diego starter Chris Paddock and the Met rookie first baseman Pete Alonso, 33 home runs on the year. Jason Vargas, the Mets starter, Mets on WCBS 880 at 7 o'clock. Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts will be live at the Joe Torre Safe at Home Foundation Golf and Tennis Classic this Thursday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., which supports the Foundation's Margaret's Place programs to provide young people with the help they need to live a life without violence. Information, visit joetorre.org. 73 degrees, skies are cloudy, and that's what's happening. This is John Binko on Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAM. Listen to the fan anytime, anywhere. Download the radio.com app. Favorite us today. And if you have a smart speaker, just say, play WFAN.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisco.
Is the WFAN. This is Mike's On, Francesa on the fan on this Tuesday, a rainy Tuesday, but hey, still a Tuesday on a July Tuesday as we run through the afternoon. Yanks and Mets back in action. Yanks lost last night, so they've lost two in a row, so probably time for panic to set in. I think we have to reevaluate the whole roster after two straight losses. Mets back in action. And everyone now has, come to the conclusion the Mets are sellers. The question is, have the Mets come to the conclusion that they're sellers? If they have, then the question is, who goes? I would think they probably have, and you can get the easy guys. But the where it all starts and stops is with Syndergaard. And to me, I keep hearing, or in some place I keep hearing, that this is the optimum time to trade Syndergaard. I could not disagree more. How is this the optimum time to trade Syndergaard? He is way off what have been anywhere near his career performances at 26 years of age. He's one of the hard-throwing, most dominant pitchers in the sport. He is regarded as one of the most talented starting pitchers in the entire sport, but he is off his game. He has been off his game most of this season. He is a full run above his career ERA. He is down in strikeouts. He is up in whip. Why would you ever, A, trade him off these numbers, and B, limit the number of teams you talk to only dealing with contending teams? Wait till the season's over. You have him under control for a couple more years so he's marketable, and then bring everybody in baseball into the mix if you want to trade him, and trade him after two more months where hopefully he's regained some command, which he looks like he may be doing, and puts up some real numbers. I do not throw him into this pennant race right now and think I'm going to, but here's what I would do, okay? Yankees call for Syndergaard. if the conversation starts with Torres, we talk. If the conversation doesn't start with Torres, I hang up the phone. Okay? Case closed. If I'm the Mets, I am not sending one of the most talented pitching performers. And Syndergaard is that. Whether you like him or don't, I've never been a big fan of his. But the fairness is he's got some of the best stuff in baseball. And at 26, he has still plenty of time to reach a vast potential. So if you think I'm going to hand this guy and let him pull his Thor routine for the Yankees and not get something special back, you are out of your mind. So if you aren't willing to give me the piece you got for trading Chapman to the Cubs, I'm not even talking to you. You can go talk to someone else. I'll talk to someone else. I'll talk to the Astros about Syndergaard. I'll talk to the Dodgers about Syndergaard. I'll talk to the Minnesota Twins about Syndergaard. Maybe they have a better deal for me. But I am not trading him in my backyard where I have to watch what happens and deal with what happens for the next decade and not getting back something that I know is an absolute no-brainer. And you can't tell me that when you're talking Syndergaard, that Frazier's enough. Or that any of the other guys that you're going to mention, Garcia, anybody else you're going to mention is enough unless you're talking Torres. Unless you want to talk Judge. You want to talk Judge? I'll talk Judge. But if you're not talking Judge or Torres, I'm not talking Syndergaard. Case closed. Hang up the phone. And the Mets won't. I don't believe in my heart the Mets would trade them to the Yankees unless they were absolutely blown away. And that would mean where the Mets knew the next day when they pick up anything they listen to, or they listen to the fan, listen to any show, pick up any newspaper, hear any report, that people are like, wow, the Mets, they did a number on the Yankees. If they can't say that in day one, because in October, if the Yankees are drinking champagne with Syndergaard, that is going to be tough to take. And that's why it has to be something very special. Otherwise, I wouldn't even consider trading him right now. If I'm the Mets, why am I rushed to trade him? What is my motivation to trade him before the end of the season? Does something happen at the end of the season? Is he going somewhere? No. Do I have to pay him next year? No. So wait a second. He's not going anywhere at the end of the year. I don't have to pay him big money next year. And I'm going to run to get rid of him? You got this thing upside down. You're coming after me to get a pitcher in a seller's market. Well, then I'm holding the cards. If the Mets act like they're not holding the cards, and that's the problem with the Mets too often, they don't act like they're holding the cards. When the Yankees traded Chapman, you know what they did? They got exactly what they wanted. Exactly what they wanted. Well, the Mets have to be in the same boat. They got to know exactly what they want, and they have to exact the price. And if they're not willing to pay the price, that's fine. Move on. No one asked you. You called me. And then, you know what? Maybe you'll see Syndergaard. You know, maybe Bumgarner's off the market. I don't know that officially. I mean, maybe he is now. The Giants obviously are in the middle of this race. They keep winning. But now you hear the people, the same people who were saying he wasn't worth getting, now, oh, you can't get him. He's too good. He's too good. He's too valuable. Who would trade him? He's too good. CRA's 1.55 in his last six starts. He's too good. Funny, I heard he was done for like just 4 months. Now, they probably can't get him. So if I'm the Yankees, would I go after Syndergaard? Yes, I would. Would I give up Torres for him? I don't think the Yankees would. I don't think they would. Would it make the Yankees very tough? It'd make the Yankees very, very tough. But if I am not getting that kind of return, I am not sending that kind of pitcher to the Yankees. I'm not sending him there for Frazier who can hit but can't field. I'm not sending him there for a prospect. I'm sending him there for a sure thing. Sure thing. That's what Torres is. Sure thing. All of a sudden, you have a team with Torres and Alonso and McNeil, Conforto. All of a sudden, you have a lineup. You got an all-star infield. Put McNeil in the infield. Put Torres in the infield. I don't know what you do with Cano. Remember, you could play Torres at short. You can play him. You know, for a year, you could play Torres at short and eventually move him to second or third, wherever Torres wants to go. You can, but you could, for a year, you could have him in the infield with McNeil, Alonso, and Cano for a year. Not a bad infield. That's how you get better. That's how you make a difference. If you don't hear that, you don't trade him. And if I'm the Mets, I don't think you'll hear that, and that's why I wouldn't trade him. Because you also, you're trading low. You know, you don't sell your best pieces when they are not at their best. And he's not at his best. He hasn't been at his best all year. He's got a 4.36 ERA. His lifetime ERA is 3.2. And you don't have to trade him. There's no gun to your head. He's not going anywhere. He's not getting paid next year. He has to pitch again before you pay him. So there's nothing there that is compelling you to do this. Unless you are blown away. Absolutely blown away.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.